From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today in Washington, D.C., a decision was made to limit the construction of additional monuments on the National Mall. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
There are now some 155 memorials in Washington, D.C., commemorating everything from the country's founders to slain police officers to the victims of the Titanic. And proposals for new monuments continue to proliferate. Four memorial proposals were introduced in the last Congress alone. In the past 20 years, Congress has authorized an average of one new memorial each year, seven of them on the National Mall. Most are found within the boundaries of Pierre L'Enfant's original plan for the city. Some district residents and planners worry that if the proliferation of memorials continues, the National Mall will more resemble a marble version of a strip mall. 4 years ago, an effort began to draw up a plan to encourage backers of new monuments and museums to locate them away from the mall itself. Margaret Vanderhey has led the development of the master plan.
If you're going to say where you would rather not have memorials, then you really have to come up with a plan for where you would put them. And we realized that L'Enfant planned a much bigger city that certainly could be enhanced by civic destinations and civic art.
The proposal today won unanimous approval from the National Capital Planning Commission, which oversees planning and construction of memorials on federal land in the Washington area. The plan includes 100 proposed sites for new memorials and museums and spreads them throughout the city. The mall will still be home to two additional memorials. One to Dr. Martin Luther King on the Tidal Basin is in the design stages. Survey work for the other, commemorating World War II, is underway, although a challenge to its siting is still alive in federal appeals court. Recently, there have been calls in Congress for memorials to the nation's second president, John Adams, and its 40th, Ronald Reagan. The master plan would require they be built off the mall, but Congress can still overrule the master plan if it so desires. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.